We're going to take a look now at how this anniversary is being viewed in the international newspapers. Leo McGuinn joins us in studio for that. Leo, let's start with the Israeli newspapers.
Of course, as you imagine, Eve, this is very much the only story in the Israeli press this morning. I'll start with the Jerusalem Post, quite a poignant front page from them. They have a blank page, no pictures, barely any words. They read, 1 year on, words still fail to capture the horrors of that day. I'll move next to Israel Hayom, which is the country's most read newspaper. You can see their front page there. They accompany it with various images from this day last year. A very simple headline, 1 year on. The pictures there show some of the hostages, some images of Hamas perpetrating the attacks. The 24 hours that changed everything, they call it. Haaretz have a slightly different tone this morning on their front page. They still have that line, 1 year on, but they surmise that Israel is stuck with no end in sight. Inside the paper this morning, they have this two-page spread highlighting the individual stories of October the 7th, the enduring memory of the horror, they call it. They talk to some who survived the massacre, including one woman at the Nova Music Festival whose friend was shot and died right beside her. Also, Tammy Metzer, who was abducted and held for 53 days in captivity before being released, but her husband was killed. A surgeon is also interviewed. She talks about the hours of operating in the aftermath and the horrors that she saw. There's actually an interesting survey in Haaretz this morning. They spoke to 1,000 people. 53% of that number said that the war should be ended. That breaks down to 45% of Jews surveyed and a whopping 93% of Arab respondents. Most of the respondents cited the risk that the fighting poses to the Israeli hostages Hamas is still holding in Gaza, as well as a need to focus on battling Hezbollah on the northern front.
OK, so that's how the Israeli newspapers are seen at Leo, outside of Israel.
Yeah, unsurprisingly, it's making global front pages. I'll start with The Independent in the UK. They have this very busy front page with a lot of facts and figures. 1,205, that's the number of people killed on October the 7th, according to Israeli tallies. 41,870, that's the number of Palestinians killed in Gaza, according to Gaza's health ministry. 31 out of 36 hospitals in the enclave have been damaged or put out of service. More than 10,000, that's the amount of one-ton bombs sent by the US to Israel in that time since October the 7th. And 66%, that's the percent of buildings that have been damaged across the Gaza Strip. That's just a few of the statistics that make up the Independent front page this morning. Many of the UK papers are focusing on Emily Damari, including The Mirror, who have her on their front page. She's the only British hostage that's still being held captive. Her mum puts out a plea in this morning's paper, making an emotional plea for her daughter's return. Well, let's cross the channel to France next. This is Aujourd'hui en France, the day that never ends, they call it. 1 year on, the country remains haunted by the attacks. Now the whole region from Gaza to Lebanon is feeling the repercussions. Libération have this striking image on their front page from Nova Music Festival, a terrified woman fleeing the attacks, the headline evoking what they call the region tumbling into a bloody cycle of reprisals. I'll finish with L'Humanité, who have quite a striking front page this morning as well. Peace even is not a utopia, they say on the front page. This moving piece of work by Israeli artist Hanok Piven, dedicated to the memory of all victims, Israeli and Palestinian, burnt matches transformed into an olive tree of peace.
Yeah, it's a very striking image there, Leo. Okay, so that, correct me if I'm wrong, was the European papers. Let's go across the ocean now. How is the US looking at it?
This is the US, and I'll start with the Wall Street Journal. They have this really interesting piece, actually, on how the massacre of ignored female soldiers symbolises the failures of October the 7th. For months, female soldiers who were part of an observation unit on the border with Gaza had repeatedly warned their superiors that Hamas were preparing an attack. Their concerns were completely dismissed, and when their fears rang true, and they frantically called for help, no help came, and around 50 soldiers at their base, including 15 observers, were shot or burned to death by militants. 7 observers kidnapped and taken as hostages in Gaza. This piece ends by saying that the failure of Israel's security establishment to heed the warnings of the observers and the soldiers, leaving them unarmed and unable to defend themselves, have turned the woman into a potent symbol of the country's intelligence and military failures. The New York Times go with a kind of different focus this morning. They have a domestic angle, how October the 7th changed American Jews. Since then, more than 4 in 10 American Jews have either sought out or engaged more with Jewish life. Those who were not previously engaged but now showing up more, according to this article. That's a direct result of the spike in anti-Semitism. Reports of anti-Semitic incidents in the US, in fact, reached record highs in the year since October the 7th, with more than 10,000 incidents being recorded from 7th of October to the 24th of September this year. That's a more than 200% increase from a year earlier. This piece finishes by saying that when Jewish people are attacked, oppressed and discriminated against, the reaction tends to be look inward for comfort and reconciliation, resulting in what's known as the surge, meaning Jews who were not previously engaged but now are showing up more, engaging more with their religion, with their people.
Okay, interesting articles there, notably from the American press. I hadn't picked up on the female soldiers. Thanks a lot for that look at the international papers and how they're writing about this anniversary of October 7th.